Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Four ten, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you, setting up what you call a picture-perfect weekend weather-wise. Austin's going to go over that. He'll run it down and dissect it for us in just a few minutes here. A very interesting day today. Get ready. And I'm saying this now because you need to have a kind of a preparation period. Getting ready for this. What I'm talking about, stargazers, you can go ahead and rejoice because you are in for a real treat tonight. You can experience a rare planetary parade. Now, the event is a cosmic phenomenon that involves the alignment of seven planets: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. You can easily spot five of the planets with the naked eye, but you're going to need a pretty good darn pair of binoculars or a good telescope to catch Uranus and Neptune. Best time to catch this alignment, this is why I say it now, is right after sunset, just in a couple of hours from right now. So if you want to check it out, go pull out the beach chair, sit in the backyard, and check that thing out. Checking out the financials this afternoon, let's go ahead and get this rolling. Stocks ending up, ending the month on an economic bright side. Lillian Wu has some numbers for you.
The Dow surging to close up more than 600 points. It's up for the week, but still down for the entire month. Grubhub is delivering pink slips. 500 workers at the food delivery firm are losing their jobs. The CEO saying the company's focusing on aligning its business with food delivery startup Wonder after a takeover was completed last month. As of 2024, Grubhub had more than 2,200 full-time employees. The layoffs represent more than 20% of the company's workforce. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And in a little bit over 15 minutes, just before 4:30, we do have a pair of tickets that were given away to the Sunbelt Conference tournaments. That will be going on March 4th through March 10th. What you got to do to win those tickets, it'll be a very simple prompt, but if you're the first person to do it, once again, in a little over 15 minutes, you will get those tickets right here from News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That's going to be a great tournament. Always look, you've heard me talk about it before. I look forward. It's my annual thing to look forward to. Mm-hmm. SBC basketball, men's and women's divisions. Coming back to Pensacola starting on Tuesday. Well, here's something. Pensacola Mardi Gras parade's rolling this weekend. Of course, you know that. Look for big changes this year. PPD is going to have Bayfront Main closed down between Wahoo Stadium and Vets Memorial Park. Spokesman Mike Wood.
There's been a lot of anxiety about this change, especially Main Street. So I'm here to answer those questions. So let not your heart be troubled. If you are coming in from the west, we will get you to your destination. We know we have residents like at Port Royal. We have business owners. We have customers that want to go to these businesses south of Palafox. And when you come to an officer that has a closure on Main Street, if you let that officer know exactly where you're going, then we will get you to your destination.
Okay. Spokesman the PPD, Mike Wood, says the on the big scale, there will be no through traffic starting about an hour before the parade. We're talking parades tonight and tomorrow. Crew of Lafitte, the Illumination parade kicks off. Is it 7 or 7:20?
Rolls at 7:30.
Oh, there you go.
Had a text about it earlier.
Three times the jump. Okay, 7:30. So that means by 6:30, you better be where you're going to be in terms of parking. Tomorrow, same thing rolls. We roll the Grand Parade, Mardi Gras Parade, tomorrow at 2?
Rolls at 2.
Okay, 2 o'clock. So I got my time straight here. So just be aware, there is going to be a different scenario in parking this year. Yeah, that secret spot that you've used for the past 23 years, it might be gone this year. So make sure you scope it out and make sure you do obey all of the PPD's instructions while on the streets.
All right, just about 4:15 here. Speaking of the streets, we'll get our first quick check of your traffic and weather together this afternoon. This is brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems With the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support, you can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, I-10 has not been kind. We had some traffic incidents if you were traveling eastbound towards Highway 29. Still have heavy congestion pushing you back well past 9 Mile Road, and some issues on 9 Mile Road itself near Pine Forest Road. That's if you're traveling eastbound, because there was some accidents reported there as well. Last major spot that isn't normal would be 9 Mile Road near Highway 29. Backups in both the east and westbound directions there. Beyond that is some of our usual spots. Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess and Mobile Highway near Michigan Avenue, but those areas are looking worse than usual. As for the weather, sitting at around 67 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 53 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, highs are going to be 74 and 66 degrees respectively, with lows in the higher end of the 40s.
Okay, nice weekend. Pensacola Beach lifeguards returning to the towers tomorrow for the 2025 lifeguard season. While we're talking about the beaches, rip currents are the number one weather-related causes of death on the beach later today. In fact, less than an hour right now, Scampia meteorologist Scott Lynn Wilson will be our guest. We're going to be breaking down how to deal with the rip currents and how to identify them, what to do, what not to do. We'll cover it for you 5:12 on News Radio 92.3.
And one of our top stories nationally, we got to address this. President Trump says Ukrainian President Zelensky is welcome back to the White House when he's ready for peace. Following a tense meeting at the White House today, Trump posted that President Zelensky is not ready for peace with Russia if America is involved. Trump then claimed Zelensky disrespected the U.S. of A. and its cherished Oval Office. He can come back when he's ready. A planned press event between the two leaders has now been canceled.
Okay, homestead exemption helps homeowners here in Florida save money on property taxes. You have until tomorrow to apply for homestead exemption and provide a couple of things here. I'm going to run it down for you. Evidence of ownership, your social security number, date of birth, and as well as your proof of Florida residency. You have to have those if you want to apply. Hey, consumers cut spending last month at the sharpest rate in about 4 years, despite a decline in inflation. Matt Murphy has more on the report.
A key price gauge fell last month, signaling cooling inflation, but White House tariff threats could slow progress. Commerce Department data shows consumer spending dipped 0.2% in January, likely due to cold weather, but raising concerns about economic uncertainty. Inflation eased to 2.5% year over year, with core prices at 2.6%, the lowest since June. A report from the Federal Reserve's Boston branch says Trump tariffs could lift core inflation by as much as 0.8%. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
And Florida Congressman Byron Donald says he's happy to have President Trump's endorsement for governor, but expects Republican competition for the job. He told Fox News today that he would love for things to be easy, but nothing's ever easy, especially in politics. His job now is to earn the endorsement of Florida voters, and earlier this week, Governor Ron DeSantis said that his wife, Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis, should be his successor.
Okay, 418 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, things happening at the White House today. Of course, Zelensky was in Washington with President Trump and a group of others, VP Vance was there.
Right.
There was also a meet and greet there at the White House. Conservative influencers met with Trump administration leaders. Christina Coleman has more on what happened.
The White House hosted more than two dozen conservative influencers. All combined, this group has nearly 20 million followers. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt posting on X, these folks have larger followings than most mainstream media reporters. The media landscape has changed, and we are fully embracing it here at the Trump White House. The conservative influencers got to take part in policy briefings with high-ranking officials within the Trump administration. The Epstein files were handed out during the briefings. Other top officials at the meeting, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Border Czar Tom Homan and FBI Director Kash Patel.
418 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Rick Scott wants to protect veterans from what he calls unnecessary hurdles, just how he intends to do that, along with those Sunbelt tickets we're giving away coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, "How old is your roof?" You say 12 years, and they say, "Oh, I'm going to need you to replace that." Do you? They ask you, "How old is your water heater?" And you say it's 7 years, and they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Many families in our community are one step away from homelessness, and you can help change that. Your Leadership Pensacola Class of 2025 has partnered with Family Promise of Escambia County to remodel a home for displaced families. Your cash and in-kind donation will help us complete repairs and provide furnishings that will make this a home for families in need. Learn more and donate at leapclassproject.org. That's leapclassproject.org. Together, we can make a difference.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Right now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Aren't you glad it's Friday this afternoon, folks?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and smile about it. Weekend's about here. This is going to fall under the topic of, very simple, oops.
Okay. You know,
just remember that.
I can't wait to hear what this is about.
There you go. Here's what happened last week. The Pensacola Architectural Review Board approved the installation, and we talked about this. We were talking about this last week. The 36-foot tall mural on the side of the Adams Home Building over on Garden Street. Remember us talking about this story?
Yeah.
Okay. The largest image on the proposed mural was assumed to be Tristan da Luna. No. Turns out to be another guy. Turns out to be Luis de Velasco. Now, at some point, the image of de Velasco got mixed up with de Luna's. The image of de Velasco is actually a 1549 portrait of just him, and nobody can figure out why him. Well, John Worth, a UWF professor, confirms there are no historical portraits of Tristan da Luna. By the way, John's the guy that did all the good stuff out in the bay and uncovering all the stuff in East Pensacola Heights. And John's a smart guy. Anyway, he says, no photos of Tristan da Luna. Can you imagine putting that thing on the side of the wall and then discovering the mistake and having to repaint over that image? Well, thank you very much, John. I'm sure you saved the city or the people at the Pensacola Architecture Review Board a little bit of bucks there for that mistake.
Hopefully.
In other words, you better fact check. Even painters need to fact check.
Yeah, absolutely. 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Yeah, okay. I mean, what a disaster.
I know. Could have been.
Yeah, could have been worse. All righty. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors. Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, several spots to note. All right, so we've still got some heavy congestion on I-10 eastbound. This is going to be if you're traveling towards Highway 29, and it's bleeding on to 9 Mile Road, especially if you are traveling eastbound towards Highway 29 as well. Other rough-looking spots right now are going to be Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98 and on Mobile Highway near the intersection where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 67 degrees, low of 53 tonight. Saturday going to be high of 74, Sunday high of 66, both lows 47.
Okay, 426 News Radio 92.3. Here's your TMZ Breaking News Minute.
I'm Branson Quirk, and this is the TMZ Minute. Gene Hackman's daughter, Leslie Ann Hackman, says there were no signs of health issues before his sudden passing, as he remained active with Pilates and yoga. She suspects a possible carbon monoxide leak, though officials found no evidence of poisoning at the scene. Leslie plans to travel to New Mexico as police continue their investigation. Justin Timberlake has canceled his concert in Columbus, Ohio, due to a severe case of the flu, telling fans he was heartbroken but unable to perform. This marks the second time he's had to cancel a Columbus show, following a previous cancellation in November due to bronchitis and laryngitis. Jessica Alba is embracing change following her split from Cash Warren by getting a new tattoo that reads, "Life is transformation is life." Alba, known for her spiritual side, appears to be marking a new chapter in her life. I'm Branson Quirk, and that was the TMZ Minute.
All righty, we got two pairs of tickets to give away to the Sun Belt Conference basketball tournaments. Let's see. All you got to do to enter in and win is text into 850-437-1620. First person to text into 850-437-1620. The word Bobcats, Texas State Bobcats.
Yeah,
how's that?
Yeah.
First person to text Bobcats to that number wins those tickets.
All right, March begins tomorrow, as does spring break season. One major destination is continuing to enforce strict rules for visitors, and I'm not talking about Panama City Beach, Florida.
Miami Beach will once again charge high parking rates, impose hefty fines for violations, operate DUI checkpoints, and enforce curfews all through the month of March to deter unruly and even violent behavior by crowds of spring breakers who in the past have caused deadly chaos.
Years prior, we've had shootings. People have died on our streets, on the iconic Ocean Drive neighborhood, and it's unacceptable.
Christopher Bess with Miami Beach Police. While increased policing might dissuade partygoers, residents of the beach say it leads to a safer month. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And mentioned just before the break, Rick Scott wanting to protect veterans from what he calls unnecessary hurdles. Senator Scott announced yesterday he's part of a bipartisan bill called the PAPER Act. That's P-A-P-R. It would affect veterans who want to get reimbursed for travel expenses for their medical appointments. The VA has said it wants the reimbursement system to be fully web-based. Scott, though, says that'll cause a roadblock for those without computers or those who aren't good at computers.
429 News Radio 92.3. There seems to be no end to the benefits of exercise. Researchers say it can decrease the risk of this illness. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. Researchers say there may be a chance to decrease the likelihood of getting dementia. A recent study finds 5 minutes of light exercise a day could help. The study was done by Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Baltimore, Maryland. Just 35 minutes of exercise per week compared to none at all saw a 41% lower risk of developing dementia over an average 4-year follow-up period. The researchers looked at information covering nearly 90,000 adults in the UK with smartwatch-type activity trackers. The study's published in the Journal of the American Medical Directors Association. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention describes dementia as a condition that makes someone unable to remember, think clearly, or make decisions while doing everyday activities. They say Alzheimer's disease is the most common type of dementia. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And we've already got a winner for those tickets. This guy, man, he was on it. Yeah, his name's John, and he won the pair of tickets for today. He's from Pensacola. So
thanks,
John from
John,
Pensacola.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks. Yes, thank you so much. And yeah, he's won with us before, but it's been a little while, so he's breaking the drought.
Okay, real quick, Claire, the Escambia County folks looking into the possibility of pursuing legal fees from former County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh. The move is designed to cover some of the $40,000 litigation cost the county was ordered to pay over its SLAPP lawsuit seeking the return of Bergosh's leaked text messages. Well, Board Chair Mike Kohler says he intends to put it before the board and find out what's going on.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. Shock at the White House as an Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky melts down.
Excuse me. That was with Obama, who gave you sheets, and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks. Obama gave you sheets. In fact, the statement is Obama gave sheets and Trump gave javelins. You got to be more thankful.
A rare earth minerals mining deal is now off, with the news conference between the two leaders canceled and Zelensky kicked out of the White House. An administration official saying Trump isn't ruling out an agreement, but not until Ukraine is ready to have a constructive conversation. Zelensky posting on X, thanking America for its support, saying Ukraine is working for a just and lasting peace. This has been a Fox News Alert. I'm Tom Rigotti.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. China's Ministry of Commerce says today it firmly opposes President Trump's latest threat to boost tariffs on Chinese goods and vowed retaliation. The statement followed Trump's yesterday's announcement that the U.S. would impose an additional 10% duty on Chinese imports starting March 4th. With Palantir shares losing 1% today, shares had its seventh negative trading session out of the last eight. The software company is down more than 17% week to date. Design software maker Autodesk said it will lay off 1,350 employees, which spells about 9% of its workforce. The job cuts follow a series of large headcount reductions across the broad tech industry. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, with the Dow gaining 600 points, the S&P 500 grew by 92, and the NASDAQ was up more than 300. Crude oil futures for April are above $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Linnell Willingham with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. The most important quarterback domino in the NFL finally fell this afternoon, with Matt Stafford agreeing to terms on an extension with the Rams. Good news for LA, bad news for the Giants, or is it? Brian Daboll and Joe Shane have two of the hottest seats in the NFL entering 2025, and bringing in a veteran quarterback does nothing but put on the pressure. I'm Linnell Willingham.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up. It's golf.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay, things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, getting ready for this weekend, kind of moving in here. I cannot believe I'm talking about this, but before we jump into our sports segment, coming up in just a second, I've got some really interesting stuff to throw at you. Another county U.S. Navy land swap deal could potentially be coming. Let me see, how many years has it taken us to get through LOLF 8? Okay, that's in Scambia County. Now we're talking over in Santa Rosa. The county wants to build a landing field to replace an outdated Navy OLF site located right off of State Road 87. Commissioners voted on Thursday to hire an engineering firm to produce a master plan that's going to give the board a sense of what would be required to find land if it needs to entice the Navy to swap out its OLF in Santa Rosa County. We might be talking about I'm sorry, but we might probably be talking about this in the coming weeks. So make sure you have your scorecard handy. One's OLF 8 in Escambia, another one's outlying field in Santa Rosa. But we will keep it straight for you, I promise you. Okay, this weekend, another brutal road trip. Pensacola faces Roanoke. Yeah, they're up in Virginia for a two-game series tonight and tomorrow. Ice Flyers return to home ice on March 14th and 15th. Match it up against Quad City, a real good team, but dropping 705 in the Bay Center for that. And Stephen Curry came close to beating his three-point record, while LeBron, well, he achieved double digits in points and rebounds. Jared Max has your Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
We're going to put the 6'10 Wagner on Steph. And fading, firing, hitting again. When he gets his hot, get out of his way!
A landmark performance by Steph Curry last night.
Another clutch game for the Dubs. Curry, three. Good! 11 threes! 49 for the game! Curry to beat the buzzer for three. Good! Steph's got 12 threes!
on NBC Sports Bay Area, Steph Curry made 12 of 19 three-point attempts for the Warriors against the Magic in Orlando. He scored a season-high 56 points. The Warriors beat the Magic 121-115.
With every gray hair that pops up on top of your head, you get to appreciate moments and milestones like this. So very, very special. Just scoring the basketball, you know, I love to do it. I love to have nights like these, and I just want to, you know, soak it all in.
Steph Curry with NBC Sports Bay Area after he hit 12 three-pointers and scored 56 points to help lead the Warriors back from 17 points down in Orlando to beat the Magic. Get this, yesterday's date, February 27th, has been most fortuitous for Steph Curry. Last night was the third time in his career he scored at least 45 points on February 27th. He joined Hall of Famers Elgin Baylor and Wilt Chamberlain as the only players in NBA history with at least 45 points on the same calendar date three times. Curry had the first of his 14 50-point games, February 27, 2013. It was a big night for LeBron James, 33 points and 17 rebounds. Lakers won their fourth in a row, 111-102 against the Timberwolves. Luka Doncic had 21 points and 13 rebounds for Los Angeles. Two-time league MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo had 28 points and a season-high 19 rebounds to lead the Bucks over the Nuggets, 121-112. For more score stories and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And John Gruden is being reinstated into the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Ring of Honor. The former Bucs head coach was removed from the Ring of Honor back in 2021 when leaked emails showed that he had made some offensive comments. The Bucs said in a statement, though, that Gruden, who led them to a victory in Super Bowl 37, remains a significant figure in the history of our franchise. Yeah, Chris, I know I'm part of a large pool here. I never agreed with him being removed from the Ring of Honor. And it's not because I endorse what he said or anything, but it's because this is an elephant that's been in sports leagues for years, in the room of sports leagues. If you start to put the kibosh on someone over morality, you're not going to have anyone in your Ring of Honor. There are active players, former players that are doing reprehensible stuff, and you're going to draw the line at emails. People aren't going to react well to that.
Whatever happened to Gruden's possibility going to the Saints? Whatever happened to that thing?
He's like in this purgatory.
Gotcha.
Where he's been uncanceled, quote unquote, but yeah, he's now just floating around in every hypothetical coaching discussion. Right. I know what you're talking about. It's really weird.
Let me ask, okay, he's been out of coaching since 21. He was five games into the season in 2021. Then he left Las Vegas. He was doing the Raiders thing. How many years do you think a coach can actively be out of a coaching position to stay on top of things? And if you're out 5 years, mm-hmm. is it too much of a time that you've lost contact with the game?
Yeah, I think if your name's being yo-yoed for as long as his has, it's like, okay, I'll believe that he's still in the coaching scene when I see him actually return. It's for me. To answer your question from a personal perspective, he's done in my mind, yes. I'm not going to consider John Gruden until I see the breaking news banner.
Okay, we call that crispy critters here. Okay, how many more people is going to show up at Daytona's Bike Week this year? Year in Florida, it's coming up here. As a matter of fact, kicks off this afternoon. Jessica Rosenthal has more on the story.
The weather is expected to cooperate at this 84th Daytona Bike Week. Events include performance bike shows, bikini contests, and stunt shows, including something called the Globe of Death. Sponsorships have grown in recent years. Attendees can expect to see Harley Davidson, but also Progressive Insurance and a lot of biker attorneys. Speaking of that word, the signs in Daytona do not say welcome bikers, but rather welcome riders. The Daytona News Journal reports last year the city used geofencing, which tracks cell phones, to tell how many people showed up. It was roughly 420,000 last year. They're using geofencing again this time, and if you'd like to avoid being tracked, it can help to disable location services on your phone and turn off Wi-Fi as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty. And a rare planetary alignment happening this Friday. You may have heard Chris mention this earlier this hour, but we always want to give you reminders, especially with it coming up this evening. Stargazers will be able to see seven planets form a line in the sky just after dark. The hardest planets to see with the naked eye will be Saturn and Neptune, and NASA officials suggest a pair of high-powered binoculars or a telescope to get a full view.
Okay, let's get back into sports here real quickly. The Ambetter Health 400 exited, it's been traditionally one of those really respected races, but you really don't hear much of it, you know?
Right.
But anyway, NASCAR fans, from start to finish, it will be a good race. Joe Morgan has more in the latest Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox
Sports in the Fast Lane.
For the second year in a row, the Ambetter Health 400 at Atlanta Motor Speedway featured a three-wide run to the finish. Christopher Bell earned the victory in overtime as the caution flag came out on the last lap.
And the 30-year-old from Norman, Oklahoma, gets his 10th career win in his 182nd race.
That was courtesy of Fox. Bell's win was the first for Joe Gibbs Racing since last June. Carson Hocevar finished second, with Kyle Larson coming in third. Hocevar's runner-up finish was a career best for the 22-year-old driver. Now, the Cup Series heads to the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. The Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix gets underway Sunday, with the green flag scheduled to drop at 3:30 Eastern on Fox. William Byron is the defending champion of the race, and he'll be looking to build on his fast start to the year. Byron took home the Daytona 500 to kick off the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series season. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. All right, on the roads, worst-looking spots right now are going to be I-10 traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road, and on Pine Forest Road itself, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. In fact, 9 Mile traveling eastbound from I-10 to Pine Forest is looking rough as well, so that little trifecta there is not really on our side. Outside of that, the worst-looking spot's probably going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 53 tonight, and Saturday and Sunday are going to be very similar, with the highs kind of dropping a little bit. Now, Chris, we had a texter.
Yes, we did.
Asking about the parade this weekend.
Yes,
and
we did.
They were wondering if it was an open, if it was allowed for open containers. Yes or no?
And so what did I do? I picked up the phone, called Mike Wood, PPD spokesperson, mm-hmm. knows what's going on over there, and emphatically he says no.
No, there's no gray area.
No. He was pretty emphatic about that. But anyway, no open containers at the parade tonight, tomorrow. Just don't do it. Make it a fun night. Don't have to deal with that. Hey, it's belly up for gaming in Georgia. The state Senate doesn't even allow voters to cast a ballot. CJ Papa has an explanation for us.
Sports gambling in Georgia is shut out. A state Senate committee sinks another try at placing the issue on the ballot in the November election, so voters could decide its fate. Experts claim the Peach State is missing out on hundreds of millions of dollars in potential tax revenue from legalization. If passed, it would legalize online sports betting and casino gambling and tax them at 20%. The bill's sponsor, State Senator Cardin Summers, says the money raised would have been divided up equally among all of Georgia's 159 counties, and rural areas could have used the cash on things like infrastructure. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Now I'm getting a text here on my suggestion with OLF8 and the Santa Rosa site. We will keep you posted, I promise. If something does happen, I promise you, you will hear about it first on News Radio 92.3.
All right.
I promise.
And health officials in Texas say a measles outbreak continues to grow like a wildfire. It's up to at least 146 cases. Dr. Kathy Wells, who is the public health director in Lubbock, says that 46 of those cases are in kids under the age of 4. The death toll linked to the outbreak stays at one school-aged child. She says it's still unclear how measles made its way to a Mennonite community in West Texas, which remains the epicenter.
Okay. We've been talking about Cruel of Feet tonight, Grand Mardi Gras Parade tomorrow. Let us not forget about the Crew of Wrecks on Pensacola Beach Sunday. Now, there you go. That's an affair. That's a crazy parade. I love it. It's going to kick off Sunday, 2 o'clock. Of course, safety is a priority for Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. He is adding 30% additional deputies to this year's beach parade route. Road closures along Via de Luna begin 12 noon on Sunday.
All righty.
And then it holds till 4:30.
Oh, okay.
You're stuck like a rat.
You're stuck.
Only way to go is going ahead east. Take the beach route to Navarre. Go across that way.
Wow. All right, man.
I did it last week with our parade. What do you mean?
I'm so glad I'm going to be driving in part of the parade, so I don't have to worry about that.
Is it Sunday?
What did you say?
I said Sunday. We're talking about the parade Sunday. Crew
of
Wrecks.
Oh, wow.
On Pensacola Beach.
Oh, okay. Man, I'm getting my parades crossed here. There's so much going on. Such a busy weekend.
Got to get a scorecard.
Yes, yes, yeah. You mentioned that to the listener, and now I need to do the same. All right, 4:48, around this time every hour, we like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Just once again remind you what's going on with stocks today. Wall Street closing sharply higher despite a brief sell-off during today's session. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 601 points to 43,840. The S&P 500 added 92 points to 59,54. And the NASDAQ rose 302 points to 18,847.
I know Tommy Grice will probably be leading that parade out on the island Sunday. It's always a good time. Hey, more and more people are turning to AI chatbots to access digital therapy. Mark Meredith has more on this.
It is called AI therapy, and it's a lot cheaper than going to a doctor's office. There's one service offering this called Abby. It's therapy available 24/7 through this chatbot, so you don't have to wait for the normal business hours to get help. The company's creators say business is booming and that its platform is constantly adapting its advice based on an individual's need. The American Psychological Association says it knows AI is here to stay. They don't want to ban this technology, but they're concerned about privacy and the quality of advice people are getting. The group now lobbying the Federal Trade Commission to require AI apps have safeguards so people who use these bots have a better idea of where the help is coming from.
And the end of an era, Chris. Skype is shutting down.
Yeah, I saw that.
Microsoft is officially retiring the video calling and messaging platform. It's going to shut down in May as Microsoft redirects users to its Teams program.
It's all about money.
Yeah, it's all about out with the old and with the new. That's Skype right. Users can move their accounts to the Teams app where the tech giant notes they can use many of the same features.
449 News Radio 92.3. Are you missing the cold weather? Are you missing those snowy conditions we had weeks ago?
Yes, and no.
Are you missing that? Are you just absolutely missing that?
Not the snow.
Well, if you are, maybe this will make you feel a little bit better. Residents of upstate New York still feeling the impacts of a weeks-old snowstorm. Katie Byrne has the details from Little Falls, New York.
It's been nearly 2 weeks since multiple feet of snow and blizzard conditions hit upstate New York, and some people are still digging out. Others are rebuilding after the snow collapsed at least 65 roofs across two counties. And the race is on for that work to get done, with more snow on the way Saturday. At Insight Dairy Farm, owner Jessica Hula Frederick says a 450-foot stretch of the roof of their barn collapsed onto their cows. Her family rushed to the scene and tried to save every cow they could.
You know, as much as you're in panic mode, at the same time you're like, okay, you know, let's focus on what we need to do.
Meanwhile, in Oswego County, emergency management officials are still receiving calls from residents who need help removing snow. In Little Falls, New York, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
Alrighty, 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got a bit of an Oscars preview for you as they get underway this weekend. Details on who's in the running for what and more coming up in just a couple minutes.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. of the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the damage underneath Graffiti Bridge that looks likely to have been done by a truck strike. You may say it has never been defeated, but has definitely been impacted. Which major company got canceled along with the term Mother's Day? Find out in the Transgressors Memorial Service. who helped clean up all the dead mullet in Santa Rosa County after the snowpocalypse. And Alex Andrade and Michelle Salzman discussed their bills for the session next week. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3, get your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price at 4:53. Hope you got a big weekend planned for yourself here. Did you know that rip currents are the number one weather-related cause of death? Well, the beach is a wonderful and fun place. It's important to be aware of rip currents while in the water. Coming up in just a few minutes, probably within the next 15 minutes or so, we're going to welcome Scotland Wilson in. She's a Scambia County meteorologist. We're going to talk about how to spot one, what you should do if you're in one, what you should do if somebody else is in one. We're going to talk rip currents this afternoon, 5:12 on News Radio 92.3.
All right, and 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. A lot of issues to dig into here. Your worst ones are going to be I-10 traveling eastbound towards Highway 29, also on 9 Mile traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road, and on 9 Mile traveling westbound passing Highway 29. Beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 53 tonight. This weekend, Saturday's high is going to be 74, Sunday 66, with low for both days in the 40s.
Okay, authorities are continuing to investigate the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife. This is getting bizarre. I don't know if you've been following this. Jonathan Hutt has more of the on the story.
What we've heard from the Santa Fe County Sheriff so far really has only served to make this situation more rather than less confusing. The bodies of 95-year-old Gene Hackman and his 65-year-old wife, Betsy Arakawa, were first discovered by those workers who were visiting the property and called 911. Now, according to the affidavit filed by the sheriff's office, those first deputies on scene discovered Hackman's body in a mudroom showing signs of having fallen suddenly, and his wife in a bathroom showing similar signs of a sudden fall. She was also close to an open prescription bottle and scattered pills.
All righty, and mentioned this before the break. Hollywood's top movies will be honored at the Academy Awards this weekend. Emilia Perez leads the field with 13 nominations. The Netflix film's Oscar campaign has faced a bump in the road due to past online posts by lead actress Carla Sofia Gascon. Right behind Emilia Perez are Wicked and The Brutalist with 10 nominations each. The 97th Academy Awards will air at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay, Trump administration set today as a deadline for schools and universities to eliminate DEI or risk losing their federal funding. That's pretty much of an incentive there. Tanya J. Powers has the latest.
Today's deadline stems from the expansion of President Trump's executive order on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. A letter sent on February 14th from Craig Treanor, the acting assistant secretary for civil rights at the Department of Education, cites a 2023 decision by the Supreme Court and directs learning institutions to stop using, quote, racial preferences in admissions, financial aid, and other areas. Funding at risk includes Title IX, support for special needs, and free or reduced lunches, to name a few. Legal challenges to the directive have already been filed, saying Trump's executive order violates the First and Fifth Amendments. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the star of Buffy the Vampire Slayer paying tribute to the late Michelle Trachtenberg. Sarah Michelle Gellar co-starred with her, who was found dead in her Manhattan apartment this week, and shared photos of the two of them working together about 25 years ago on the set of Buffy. In her caption, Gellar said, quote, "I will always love you, and the hardest thing in this world is to live in it," unquote. On Thursday, the New York City Medical Examiner ruled that Trachtenberg's death was undetermined.
Okay, here's a big salute to the students from UWF School of Nursing. They topped state and national examination numbers for registered nurses. Get this rate, a pass rate. You ready? 97%.
Wow.
Smart ladies over there at UWF. The test is required to work as a registered nurse. 1.2 million registered nurses will be needed by 2030, but UWF knocking it out of the park. Passing rate of 97%.
Man, that's awesome. And
and hard.
And this is awesome, maybe depending on where you stand on it. A man is under arrest in Southern California for staging a jailbreak of sorts. San Bernardino police officers say the man broke into an animal shelter in the middle of the night with a bolt cutter and freed several dogs. The early Wednesday morning breakout was all caught on surveillance video, which investigators used to track the man down. All but one of the dogs has been recovered safe and sound. One microchipped chihuahua is still on the lam.
All right. You were talking about Oscars a few moments ago.
Yeah.
Let me talk about a different recognition here. A legendary director has lashed out at receiving a Razzie Award. Michelle Pollino has a pretty good explanation on this one.
Francis Ford Coppola isn't taking his Razzie win quietly after Megalopolis was hit with 6 nominations, including Worst Picture, Worst Screenplay, and Worst Director, and it lost big at the box office. Coppola issued a scathing response. He wrote in part on Instagram, "I'm thrilled to accept the Razzie Award in so many important categories at a time when so few have the courage to go against the prevailing trends." He went on to blast Hollywood's fear of risk-taking, calling the industry gutless. The Razzies branded Megalopolis an incoherent $120 million mess. Co-star Jon Voight also took home a Worst Supporting Actor win. Coppola maintains his film will stand the test of time. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, don't park your vehicle in the wrong place for the downtown Mardi Gras parades this weekend. Yep, Pensacola's closing more roads to increase security. Pensacola has 2 parades tonight. Cruel Lafitte Illuminated Parade rolls at 7:30, and the Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade tomorrow at 2. Just speaking to PPD's Mike Wood, no open containers on the parade route. Don't forget that.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.